Hey everybody, this is Tara Eldred. I'm the Director of Prevention Services for Twin County Recovery Services. I'm here with my coworker.
Hi, I'm Brian Zimmerman. I'm the Family Support Navigator here at Twin County Recovery Services.
We have a new show to present. It's called POP, Prevention on Point.
Tara, we talked back in the spring of 2024 about doing a radio show might be a really cool way to have a conversation about prevention and substance use and problems with health in our community in a lively way, in a candid way.
Yeah, I think what's really important at this time is that we try to reach people in the Columbia and Greene County community in any avenue that's possible. The goal is to, of course, give education and information on the prevention of substance use and misuse. And I think the goal is also to make that a community conversation. If people have feedback for us or want topics that they do want information on, or community partners that want to come on and discuss this preventative effort that we're trying to build to end the stigma of substance use disorder in these communities. I think that's, you know, where I think we should head.
I like that you brought up stigma. As the Family Support Navigator, one of the grants that I work under is called the Rural Communities Opioid Response Grant. And one of our jobs is to try to reduce stigma and shame surrounding people who have someone in their lives with substance use disorder. And so, of course, with a radio show, we can talk about, we can dispense information and maybe gather feedback as well. Yeah, community feedback.
I think that's what's really important. I mean, you and I spoke about how working in any field, whether you're in education, whether you're in healthcare, if you're like us working with people around substance use disorder, that we get stuck in that place. You know, we have blinders on. We know what it's about. We know objectives that we have for the community, but that doesn't mean that's what the community wants and needs. So this, again, is just another avenue for us to hopefully get feedback and, again, to give out information about substance use disorder and substance use and misuse. We've had so many changes over the past few years in New York State, you know, with legalization of cannabis, that, you know, I think there's some confusion and misinformation out there for families and community members, that I would love to have those conversations and give people concrete information.
Right along with the stigma, as we discussed, is all of the misconceptions.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, what we speak of today may be different tomorrow due to any research or data that comes out. But there are some definite knowns of how substances affect the human body at different ages, from, you know, adolescence right through adulthood right to our elderly population. So I think there's a lot of populations out there that we haven't reached out to that are dealing with substance misuse and use that may feel some support even just from a simple radio station such as this. And I think that's why, you know, coming up with the name POP, Prevention on Point, like, we don't want this to be generalized. We definitely want to come up with certain topics. There's things such as kratom, again, cannabis, alcohol, the rules, the laws, how it affects the human body are all things that I think are really important for us to talk about and be on point in preventative measures for the community at large.
Right along with that, it's a moving target. There's all of this new information constantly coming out that confuses even us as prevention professionals.
100%.
Flavored nicotine. Well, what about nicotine-free vapes? What about synthetic nicotine? All of the issues around the legalization of cannabis. How does that affect youth? How does that work in the schools? What about parents who use?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think that's a perfect way to explain it, is that it's a moving target. And we always have to ebb and flow services that we provide within the community. But at the same point, it must be really hard if, again, because we have blinders on and we are in this field, to navigate what is true and what isn't true with all the news outlets and social media. We're always getting bombarded with all these different ideas and opinions of those. So I want to make sure that when we're here, that we're giving factual information. We want to support our community partners and allow people, residents of Columbia and Greene counties, to really understand what is available for them and how to really fight this stigma of substance use disorder.
One of the things that excites me the most is having this responsibility and this kind of adventure of giving hard and useful information. Along with that, Tara, as people in the helping professions and community health, we are supposed to be obviously meeting the community where they're at. And like you said, finding the questions, gathering the questions from the community. And we have things like, you know, surveys that we can try to give out. And we have what we call community conversations, where we try to convene community members. These things are really hard to pull off.
Yeah.
Who wants to do a survey, right?
Right, absolutely. And also, you know, we've gotten so comfortable, I think, after the pandemic and COVID shut down, that we've gotten so comfortable being in our own home. So going out and attending these community conversations that have been held and I think will continue to be held throughout both counties, it's hard for people to walk in the room. It's a different thing now. It used to be commonplace. And now, you know, we're having difficulties walking back in rooms. It's always been human nature to not ask for help and to deal with things yourself, which of course builds on the stigma. So, you know, if we can open this door a little bit more and just let people realize, you know, literally everyone has someone in their life that has been touched by substance use and misuse. It doesn't necessarily have to get to substance use disorder, but all of us have been touched by it in some point or another. And I think just that transparency that hopefully this can bring to people and allow them a safe place to ask questions or to hear information in an anonymous way over the radio, I think is really important.
Yeah, I've always loved that about radio, that it can be a truly confidential platform in terms of receiving information. The next thing that makes me really think about, Tara, is we talked about how many free and important services there are in our community in the Twin Counties that people don't even know about. And this is a way of letting people know about all the stuff that's out there.
Yeah, as we have grown as a department and gone out into the community to different organizations, school districts, outlying communities that aren't close to our hubs of Catskill and Hudson, the realization that people don't necessarily have all of that information has surprised me and then upset me and made me think, all right, what are we doing and wrong and what aren't we doing enough of, you know, to reflect back and really make sure that these facts and lessons are heard by those people who want to hear it. And if they do have questions or if they have concerns within their community, we cannot be in every little town and hamlet, unfortunately, throughout Columbia and Greene County, but everybody in every area has its own personality and individuality that doesn't necessarily cross over because you're in Columbia County or because you're in Greene County or because we're in upstate New York. So I think that is really important for me as a service provider and as a human being to reach out to those who haven't been heard and want to be heard.
You've used this term, Tara, prevention desert. Statistically, right, that's one of the ways that some of this grant money exists is because we are classified as a prevention desert.
So New York State OASIS, which is our governing body for the state, has statistics and information that Columbia and Greene County are prevention deserts, which means that there is not enough education and information and services available to those in our two rural counties. And that is, you know, the work that, right, we're doing as the prevention department, along with a lot of other community partners. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be our outlying areas, such as like New Lebanon, or if we're going up, you know, the Mountville to Prattsville or Windham. There's people walking on the street of Catskill, walking in front of the county building that might not have that information. There's people in Hudson who are doing the same thing. And I think that's, you know, just that realization. We're always seeing and talking to the same people who are also people in human services. So, you know, to step outside the office to talk to humans in the community is so important, and to get back information and feedback, and then to give the same as well is so important. And I think that's really, you know, my hope for this segment is to reach people who might not want to be reached, people who are afraid to be reached. It is a very hard thing to come to terms with when there's substance use disorder in a family or a friend, somebody that we love. But there are so many great supports, and there are other people just like you probably that live right next door, and we don't discuss this topic enough.